The best Braylon Allen evidence of the week came on a Tuesday practice field, and half of it came through the air. Allen had a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown in that session, per the team's report from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen. The receiving one, a 6-yard throw from Geno Smith that Allen went up in the air to come down with. That is pass-catching evidence on the 22-year-old from the quarterback who matters in the part of the game the prior episode was watching. One practice is one practice, but the arrow points where his profile says it should. The preseason finale, by contrast, gave him nothing, and was never going to. The Jets played the 23-6 loss to the Giants with most of their starters on the sideline, and their veteran backs did not appear in it. Cade Klubnik started at quarterback, Chip Trayanum led the opening drive at running back, and no Allen line appears in the team's recap. The prior episode's watch line asked how the carries would divide in the finale with Hall out. The honest answer is that the real carries were never on the field. Cut day then resolved the bigger half of the watch line. Allen is on the initial 53, named in the running back room alongside Hall, Isaiah Davis, and Keenan Wangwu, per Connor Long at Jets X Factor. And Hall made it with no injury designation, with the team's August 25th report still targeting week one for him and logging him doing some running on an adjacent field. Hall's timeline held, so the arrangement stays temporary, exactly as the prior episode framed it. Meanwhile, the room behind Allen thinned. Trayanum went to season-ending injured reserve with the neck injury from the finale, and Dominic Richardson was waived injured, both per the team's August 30th ledger, with Richardson's elbow injury logged in Vogt's recap of the game. 8 days ago, this was a 3-week audition. Hall's groin handed the 22-year-old the top of the backfield, with Glenn on record praising the size-speed hands profile. The audition closes on schedule with the depth chart restored, but it closes with a receiving touchdown data point in the file, and with two fewer backs in the building behind him. We'll see what the real season makes of it. Data via NFL Verse.